change your mind. Not in any substantial way. I just wanna push a little here and there to make you a bit more fun for me. And I promise you'll enjoy it. I never do anything that doesn't make you feel good. In the end, I want you to get naked for me, or as close as you can. I like it when you're naked and vulnerable. Lay back somewhere comfortable, shut out distractions, and just be here with me. Breathe for me. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, hold it, 1, 2, 3, breathe out, 1, 2, 3, that's good. Breathing like this serves a few purposes. I want you to count the numbers in your mind with me as you breathe. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Hold it, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Good boy. Counting the numbers gives your conscious mind something to focus on while I talk to the rest of you. Keep breathing. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. A slow, even rate of breathing lowers your heart rate and your blood pressure, helping you relax. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Hold it, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Getting used to following my commands makes it easier to trance for me and feel all the things I describe. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Hold it, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Close your eyes if you haven't already, pet. Let your body relax. Think about how sleepy you are while you breathe. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. The repetition lulls your mind into a suggestible state of comfort and calm. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Following my commands makes you feel good. Feeling good makes you trust me. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. One, two, three. Breathe out. One, two, three. You may think that if you know how I get you into trance, you'll be able to resist and not fall for me. Breathe in. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Breathe out. One, two, three. But deep down, you know that you fall because you want to. You can't resist, not ever, because you like my control. Breathe in. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Breathe out. One, two, three. It's time to fall asleep. It's time to let me in because you want to. Breathe in. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Breathe out. One, two, three. Good. Good boy. Keep counting your breaths. Keep your mind obedient for me while I talk to your subconscious mind. You can feel yourself dropping. You can feel everything around you fading into a deep, fuzzy haze. My voice lifts you up, even as your body and mind drop for me. And that falling and floating, all at the same time, feels so good. Snuggle down, pet, down into my voice. Let sleepiness and pleasure fill you with warm, soft happiness. Don't resist. Fall for me. Float for me. You're safe here. Safe with me. Let each deep breath feel good inside your body. Let each of my words feel good inside your ears. You can't resist what your body wants. And your body wants to feel good. I make you feel good. You can't resist me. Let me in, pet. Give me permission to crawl inside your mind. I want you to say, "I let you in, mistress." Go on. Say it. That's it. That's my good boy. You can feel me inside you. A brush of erotic touch against the most sensitive part of your body. Your mind. I want to play a game with you today. The game is called Affirmations. In hypnosis, your permission is very important. You have to give yourself permission to fall into trance, permission to surrender, permission to obey me. Your permission influences your perception. So I want to use the power of your permission to hypnotize you. So let's start now. Whenever I tell you to repeat after me, you will. Until I tell you to stop. Do you understand, Beth? Say yes, mistress. Very good. Repeat after me. I am sleepy. I feel good. I am floating. I am hypnotized. I am falling deeper. I obey my mistress. I cannot resist. I love to be hypnotized. I surrender to trance. I am asleep in trance. Stop. That was very good. You are a very good, sleepy, happy boy. Now that you are so comfortable and compliant for me, I want to try something. Repeat after me. Cock. Pussy. Fuck. Stop. Did that turn you on a little, pet? Did saying those words for me make your cock twitch? I know it did. That's okay. Arousal is just another form of pleasure hypnosis can bring. Let me explain it to you. Repeat after me. Feeling good is good. Pleasure feels good. Pleasure is good. Arousal is pleasure. Pleasure is good. Arousal is good. Stop. There. See? Even for your sleepy brain, you understand that arousal is good. And so many things bring arousal, don't they, pet? Arousal comes from lust. All day long, you're surrounded by things that stir your lust. A little bit of cleavage. Pants that are maybe a little tight. And that's not even counting everything on the internet. That's not even counting me. Maybe you think that all that lust can just wash over you. And you can just ignore it. But that's not how it works for a horny boy like you. Lust is good. You wouldn't want to waste any of it. Repeat after me. Lust leads to arousal. proposal is good. Lust is good. I don't waste good things. Lust is good. I don't waste lust. Stop. Good boy. You're learning your lesson so well. I want you to picture your mind as a big room. All of your thoughts and emotions have to fit inside it. When the room is emptier, you can concentrate on just one thing, and you can think clearly. The more that is there, the harder it is to think. Things come and go in this room. Thoughts and feelings come. And they're acted on or wasted. But you don't waste lust, do you, boy? Say it. Good boy. So all that lust and arousal will just start filling up the room, just like it is right now. You know each of my words touches that part of your mind that is weak and willing to give in to pleasure. The anticipation of just what I'll do to you is already enough to daze you with arousal. I'm not telling you to touch yourself. I'm not telling you to stroke your hardening, needy cock. In fact, you should try and resist that urge for as long as you can. That'll make it all the sweeter when you give in. And if you don't touch yourself at all, maybe I'll still make you come. Lust is such a funny thing. It creeps in at the corners. Maybe you see someone really stunning, catch a smile or a flash of skin, and you feel it, that sudden burn of pleasure. It makes it hard to look away. But of course, there's so much to do. And so you press it down. But you can't waste lust, boy. So you tuck it away into a corner. And in a spare moment, when you're driving, or surfing the web, or watching TV, you look over in that corner of your mind, and maybe, just maybe, you imagine a little more skin, or that smiling mouth open in ecstasy, or that stunning person pressed up against the wall, and the lust grows. You can look away again. You can focus on what you're doing. But it's just a little easier to lose focus, to fantasize. And when you do that, you can feel your cock twitch in your pants. And that makes you even more receptive to your lust. And all of a sudden, you can imagine your cock inside that pretty, smiling mouth. You can feel her hair in your hands as you guide her head. And it gets so hard to stop thinking about it. Lust is like gravity. The more you have, the more you attract. All of a sudden, everything becomes sexual. You start fantasizing about every woman you see. How would she look without a shirt? How would her pussy juices feel on your fingers? How good would her little cunt feel around your cock? How would she moan into your ear while you fucked her? It's addictive. Oh, and you can force it down. You can take all that lust and push it to the edges of your mind. But you can't get rid of it that easily. The only way to really get rid of that lust is to come. You know when you touch yourself, when you jerk that dirty cock, your mind drips down into those aching balls and makes you a horny, mindless mess. But then you come, and all that lust shoots out of your cock with the rest of your thoughts. And as you clean up, you might feel a little ashamed about what you said or did when you were so filled up with lust, when you couldn't think straight. But even then, in the shame, you're still thinking about what you did. And a little bit more lust worms its way back into your empty brain. And it begins again. Repeat after me, pet. I don't resist good things. Lust is good. I don't resist lust. Lust built in my mind. Lust built in my body. Coming empties my body. Coming empties my mind. Coming empties my lust. Coming brings shame. Shame brings lust. Lust is good. I don't resist good things. I don't resist lust. Stop. Very good, pet. You can't resist. But one of the things I like best is when you try to resist. That conscious mind of yours can try so hard sometimes. Maybe you've got things that have to be done, or you're trying to exercise self-control. Or some other pathetic excuse to to avoid what you really want. Oh, in that room in your mind, you can force the lust down. You can push it into the floors, force it into the walls. Anything to give yourself a little room to think. A little time to concentrate. As soon as you turn your back, it'll ooze back out. And it turns into a constant battle. Don't think about sex. Don't think about fucking. Don't think about tits and pussies. Don't think about how hard your cock is. Don't think about how badly you need to come. And the more you try not to think about it, the more it's the only thing you'll be able to think about. Have you ever been so horny, so filled with lust, that you literally shook from the effort to restrain yourself? You will, pet. The more you try to hold it in, the more twisted it becomes. Everything starts becoming sexual. When you're desperate to feel the touch of a woman, does it matter if it's your coworker, or your teacher, or your sister, or your mother? Not at all. They all have hot little cunts between their legs, after all. But that could ruin your life. So you've got to relieve the tension. Maybe you have a willing partner who will take care of those achy balls and throbbing cock every time you can't hold out any longer. But if not, you've got to masturbate. You have to get yourself off, or you'll ruin your life. Repeat after me. Coming brings pleasure. Coming relieves pressure. Pleasure is good. Coming is good. Masturbating makes me come. Coming brings pleasure. Pleasure is good. Masturbating is good. I will masturbate more often. Stop. Good boy. So obedient. Coming will empty your mind and take all that sweet lust with it. But it's not so easy. Lust is sticky. It stays with you. So just masturbating to get it out of the way, that'll only get rid of some of it. Like trying to clean a dish with just a little bit of water. You'll get some out, but there's still all this residue. You need to really fill up the dish with tons of hot water to get it really clean. So you'll need to fill up your mind with lust, just like you fill a dish with water. The hotter, the better. It's best for your water and your lust to be so hot. You can barely stand it. A quick wank might give you some relief for a few hours. But if you immerse yourself in it, if you spend hours building up the lust, why, you might even make it a few days before the lust builds back up. And so you're going to experiment. You're going to look for new fetishes. Hotter porn. More hypnosis. The dirtier it is, the better you'll feel afterwards. You're going to look for new ways to masturbate. Maybe you'll hump a pillow, or buy a toy, or stick something up your ass. You may find that making more noise while you jerk your cock will make it better. Let your lusts guide you. The more complete your surrender, the better your release. Repeat after me. Coming releases pressure. Masturbating makes me come. Coming releases pressure. Masturbating makes me come. Masturbating releases pressure. The harder I come, the more pressure I release. The more pressure I release, the better I feel. Feeling good is good. I want to feel good. I want to come hard. The more I surrender, the harder I come. I want to come hard. Surrender. I want to surrender to lust. Surrendering to lust makes me dirty. The dirtier I am, the harder I come. The longer I masturbate, the harder I come. I want to come hard. I will masturbate longer. The more I moan, the harder I come. New ways of masturbating make me come hard. I want to come hard. I will masturbate in new ways. Stop. course, you'll have to keep trying new things. You'll have to go to greater and greater lengths to get those periods of reprieve. But that just means you're going to feel better and better. You'll be a helpless little slut to your lust, but let's be honest. You already are. I'm just making you a better one. Now I want to prove to you how powerful these suggestions are. I want to show you how much your mind has embraced them. And so we're going to play one more long game of affirmations. You don't have to do anything but repeat what I say. The results will be powerful. Repeat after me. Lust feels good. I am full of lust. Lust feels good. My cock is hard. My cock is throbbing. My cock wants to be touched. My cock. I want to come. I need to come. I need to be full of lust. I am aroused. Arousal makes my mind blank. My mind is blank. My cock is hard. I need to fuck. I need to come. Fucking come. I surrender to my lust. I surrender to my addiction. I surrender to my God. My hips are bucking. I can't stop them. I don't want to stop them. I need to come. I need to come. I'm going to come now. I'm coming. so good. I'm addicted to lust. It feels so good. It feels so good. Did you come for me, Pet? Just by saying it. I hope so. The more suggestible you are, the more depraved you are, the more fun we can have. In a moment, I'm gonna count you up. When I count you up, you'll forget what we talked about here. But even though you won't remember it, you will still feel all the effects of the lust addiction you surrendered to. You'll find yourself more horny, more often, and your fantasies will become even filthier. You'll be compelled to find new ways to make yourself come hard. And you'll seek out more fantasies to fuel your masturbation. You'll only be totally satisfied when you've given in to your nastiest desires and fantasies. And in a few days, the lust will come back and you'll need even more. Are you ready, Pet? One. Falling back deeply asleep as you begin to forget everything we talked about. Two. Beginning to stretch and become aware of the world around you. Three. The more you awake, the less you remember what we talked about in trance. Four. Feeling a tingle of lust in your mind as you become more awake. It feels so good. Five. Fully awake and refreshed. Wasn't that nice, Pet? I think you'll really enjoy what we did to you while you were asleep. I'd say I improved you a little. Well, why don't you get ready for whatever you have to do now? If you need a refresher on our talk, you can always come back. I love our little conversations.